This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. You do have Woolchuck and Shia Follow in the house. And along with you, we are the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Big day in the world of sports. The Jets are expecting Devontae Adams to play on Sunday against the Steelers. That's one of your top stories. Quick turnaround, probably feels like he can get something going with Aaron Rodgers, and they're desperate enough at 2-4 to need him badly.
Yeah, and everybody knows once you land in New York, your hamstring just immediately starts to feel better.
He had Mike just massaging it on the plane and everything. Yeah. It worked out well.
The NCAA has closed that loophole on the Ducks' 12-man penalty where they got a four-second runoff and got closer to beating Ohio State. Couldn't run a play and get the clock stopped and all that, kick the field goal. So that's kind of an idea. Giants optimistic as Neighbors has returned to practice. Malik Neighbors. That's sort of a snapshot of things that are happening in the world of sports so far with you today on this Wednesday. We'll talk about how the sports world reacted to Jerry Jones on with Sean and RJ. It's, you know, really worth stopping down for. It is nice to see people not going after Sean for once, you know. I really wish this didn't happen, but at least our guy Sharif looks like the good guy. It's, you know, been a long time in the making for him.
I thought they handled it great.
They handled it so well. And now that we've all probably heard at least portions of it multiple times over, and it just continues to drive home how well they all handled it in real time, not being disrespectful, not getting out of line with tone or anything like that. Jerry was just, he was on one yesterday in a way that nobody really expected. Even though I was thinking coming in, you know, he called out, was like, I don't want to take this from the flagship, not to the guys that I pay, even though he doesn't pay us. But he also snapped at our boy.
Oh, Jeff Kolb.
Jeff Kolb.
Yeah, he did Fox 4.
Right after the game, Fox 4. Yeah. Asking him like,
you think I'm stupid?
Yeah, do you think I'm stupid?
Do you?
So he had been, I mean, this was an embarrassment. It was a birthday embarrassment, and he's clearly felt it in a huge way.
Yeah, you know, and I think that was my first thought when he snapped yesterday was that he had snapped after the game, and I felt like this is a reflection. This is a sign that behind the scenes, things are boiling over pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emotion and passion, and, you know, in some ways it's good to know, but in other ways, you know, maybe it's a sign of just how bad things are, and I hope they can get better. I mean, they're just 3-3. I want to know, you know, why this is such a big surprise to Jerry Jones. You know, maybe he thinks that this team isn't going to be able to pull out of it in the coming years, and maybe they're trending in a bad way. Maybe it's directly after giving Dak and CeeDee that money, watching them, you know, not even be able to complete passes.
Yeah.
Is this frustration with the players? Is it frustration with the coaches? I've given you a number of good players, and this is the best you can do with it. But one thing is for sure, he's hot. And I love it because it takes him getting uncomfortable and hot for meaningful change to happen. So we enter a period of possible change, and we absolutely hope for the best. You know, 972 says Gavin would have hung up on him. I don't know what I would have done. You know, I think about that a number of times. I could only hope to have handled it as well as those gentlemen did yesterday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you just keep, you know, you just keep trying to, you know, make your point and ask your question and, you know, let him rant if he wants to, and then calmly ask your question and, you know, see if you can get it back on track. But that was difficult. I asked you guys in the pre-show meeting, and I just wondered if maybe this is a situation that Jerry is upset because that he told these guys, I don't want to sign Dak. I don't want to do this with a contract. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And they talked him into it. Mm. And now he's the one taking the arrows for it.
Yeah.
That he's having. And now, you know, and it's kind of like he can't throw Steven or Will or McCarthy or those guys under the bus.
Yeah, he can't answer it the way he really wants
to. Yeah, you know, maybe, you know, if you pulled him off to the side there at the Cowboy Club and had a cocktail with him, he would tell you, yeah, I didn't want anything to do with Dak Prescott. Paying $60 million is ridiculous right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we were going to be our cap was going to be a mess. It's a mess right now. We're trying to be a draft and develop team. I can't sign anybody because of that.
Well, I mean,
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You know, to me, he got mad, but I wonder if he's mad at.
What's he really mad about?
Yeah. What's he really mad about?
There's usually something underlying when you have a bad day.
Exactly. You know? Is he mad the fact that they paid Dak Prescott $60 million? And it's not looking like a $60 million player right now, or CeeDee Lamb for that matter. You know, is he mad at his own organization for not listening to him and talking him into doing something different that he really, really didn't want to do? This is unlike Jerry, like 15 years of doing this on the radio. He's usually got really thick skin. He's had a couple of moments.
Right.
But this was kind of like, you're asking me questions that I've had to deal with here with my own front office.
Yeah.
You know, my guys. Now, this is just a, you know, a thought on my part. This is not anything I know or anything, but I just, something.
It's fair to speculate when he's, he's so out of character.
Something completely set him off.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because there are times where he's, you know, he was very adamant, you know, and when I worked at DallasCowboys.com, hearing whispers and stuff, of Jerry Jones saying, is Dak Prescott really our guy? Mm. You know, is he really our guy? You know, and then you look at, you know, you look at these holdout of CeeDee Lamb, you know, you look at Dak, how that went down to the end, you know, I mean, maybe they had to convince Jerry that, like, we need to do this.
Maybe that is the case, but I would feel like Jerry would be the one with the more bad football ideas running around here talking about Zeke good option to run the ball still.
I'm just saying that, but Jerry's the one that has to stand out there and answer the questions now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, you know, and he can't come out and say, well, damn, Steven tried to convince me to do this and I didn't want to do this. You know, now look at us. We're 3-3. We can't move the damn ball. We got a coach that ain't very creative. Jerry does watch other games.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, he is watching the 49ers and the Rams and everybody else that has an offense that gets their star players going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a quarterback that's 8th, 9th, 10th best in the league with this guy calling plays.
You know, he said something yesterday, though, that I thought was really informing on what his football perspective is, talking about watching other games. He said, you know, a good defensive coordinator could BS the head coach if the head coach doesn't have a defensive background about why things aren't going well. Mm. You know, and I thought, you put yourself, Jerry Jones, in that situation, you have coaches BSing you about what it's going to take to win.
Yeah.
And if you're not a committed GM that's studying football and studying what's working in today's NFL, you're taking Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy's word for it for the last 15 years.
There you go. You know, and I speculated the other day why they were late to a meet, like why McCarthy was 2 hours late. Because he had to probably sit down and watch film with Jerry Jones, and Jerry's asking him, like, why the hell are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why the hell are we doing that? Why, you told me in the leading up to this game, Jerry even said, he goes, I think he said in the post game, Zach, he said, I thought we would move the ball better on this offense, on their defense.
He reiterated yesterday with Sean RJ.
He did. He says, I thought we would move the ball better. Mike McCarthy convinced him that they were going to be able to move the ball.
Yeah.
Somebody in the Jerry, you're right. Jerry doesn't have the opportunity to sit down and watch film all day like your traditional general manager.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't. You know, He's a businessman and all that. And that's the way they operate.
Why he shouldn't be the general manager.
Okay, that's fair. But it, you know, but the thing about it is people over there are telling him what could happen in this game. He's listening. There's trusted people that he has on that staff that are telling him. And I think he's pissed off at Mike McCarthy. You told me you can move the damn ball on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't block. They don't get pressure except for that guy. And this and we're getting beat up front. Wait a minute. I paid Zach Martin. He's getting beat up front now.
Well, it's just hilarious, the idea that Jerry has to be told, like, this is kind of what you can expect in this game. I think we can all understand that.
Fair.
We just saw Geno Smith. Everybody's moving the ball on the Lions.
Yeah.
Yes. When I pay my quarterback $60 million and my wide receivers this much, and I paid a couple of guys on my offensive line, I expect to score a touchdown. Yeah. I do expect to have 7 points on the board at some point and not just run out Brandon Aubrey.
Exactly.
So I think that was a fair expectation that your offense wasn't going to get completely demolished and look like you're the worst offense in the league.
I totally agree. And I think a lot of the stuff you're saying there, Brian, could very likely accurate. I just find it hard to believe Jerry would ever do something he doesn't want to do. Like, he can get the feedback, but I don't see him being talked into.
He wanted to draft Johnny Manziel. Steven and Garrett and Will McClay and those guys talked him out of it. Jerry will listen.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I learned that working for him for all those years. We were listening to general managers of the Yankees tell us why we should take Drew Henson. We were listening about a coach at Boston College tell us about Chad Hutchinson. We're listening to a guy at Tennessee about a cornerback that we drafted.
Called his grandson to talk about Overshown a couple of years ago.
You know, see, to me,
hey, grandson nailed
it. That's the thing you always worry about with Jerry. You always worry about who gets to him last. Who's the last one to talk to him? Because that's the guy that can influence him. Rick Goslin, I tell the story. Rick Goslin got on the phone the night of the draft and said, I wouldn't draft Sean Merriman. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Who do we take? We took DeMarcus Ware.
And Parcells wanted Merriman, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me tell you what I hope
I'm just trying to throw it out there.
You got a great perspective on it. We appreciate that happening. I think what we don't want moving forward is this for this to be the beginning of the last chapter, a chapter that went on for about 10 years of Al Davis's life, his mentor, where you're in between the ages of 80 something and 90 something and still involved in day-to-day operations.
Or people telling you that.
Yesterday should have been a day where somebody in the organization and the family said, we need to have a conversation about what the next step is. Because if that's going to be in charge, a frustrated and bitter Jerry Jones lashing out at the media, distracted, unable to come to a conclusion on his own what a good football organization should operate like, having to ask people constantly and then taking the most recent advice and, you know, taking that to action, you know, this, especially with the deterioration of the roster that we've seen, you know, this could just be the beginning of it. And that's what I hope we're not seeing, you know, like, some of the national reactions to Jerry Jones. Mark Cuban, his mic was hot as they went to commercial break on First Take. Mm-hmm. He said, I feel bad for Jerry Jones. I really do. This isn't a, wow, look at how powerful Jerry Jones is. This is a, oh, man, that wasn't a good look.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good look.
Maybe he's lost his touch. Maybe he's frustrated that he can't spin a positive narrative out of sitting 3-3 here at the bye week, and instead of acknowledging that and bowing out gracefully, he's lashing out, you know. And I hope that we're not in store for more of this, you know.
Well, it's hard to imagine that you're not, man. I mean, when you consider the size of his ego, it pushes him into delusion.
Yeah.
And he is just weeks ago again saying, I'm hurt and surprised at the criticism of the team that I've built. Yeah. No one can effing do it better than me. No one can effing do it better than me. I'm the man. But maybe he's just being told what to do. Then why do you keep falling on the sword? Yeah. Get out of the way then. Yeah. Like if everybody else is just telling you what to do, if that theory is what's real, then why are you getting on the phone and having to take the fall for it? Because there ain't that much credit coming your way right now.
No. Because that is not a traditional general manager. That's why you have to rely on people in the trenches to be able to steer you where you need to go, because he's not going to relinquish that. Okay. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, if people are telling him, Dad, you got to sign this quarterback. We can't go through not having this quarterback on her. You know, we can't go through. We can't, you know, there's people, this thing was very much split on signing that guy. Hmm. You know, he's not playing as great right now, you know, and that's, I think, the problem. Because the owner's like, he wasn't sure about this guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure. And you know what? He went with his lieutenants on this one. Mm-hmm. I'm just totally speculating here. But I've been in that room where people bring up conversations and Jerry listens.
We know that Jerry and Steven really came to a wrestling match over Deion Sander a number of years ago. The energy he brought on the air yesterday was the energy of a man that has been fighting for 48 hours about how that football game ended. Maybe not physically at this stage in the Jones boys' life, but he brought a fighting man's energy to the air yesterday. I don't think it would have mattered much what Sean and RJ asked.
I agree.
They would eventually got that response from that man. And I think Sean, it's very fair to speculate exactly, you know, why Jerry's in this energetic mode.
I kind of feel like this, and I know you guys have listened to a lot of Jerry press conferences before, or listened to a lot of interviews with Sean and RJ and Bobby. I don't think Sean and Arjun and him asked any question that was out of line.
No,
not at all.
Not at all. And usually Jerry's like, listen, I'm not going to go there and we'll move on. Yesterday was, he drew a line in the sand, you know, and I think he's frustrated by what he's going through right now.
Yeah.
Because the buck does stop with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two cents.
Once again, they made it real clear how much they respect the media, you know, and it's not. They don't respect it, you know, and I don't know how much they respect the fans. Dodgers and Mets, NLCS game 3 tonight, 7:08, Fox Sports 1. Stars got another win, fourth consecutive to start the season, 3-2 in a shutout against San Jose. Mavericks and Bucks tomorrow night on TNT if you want to get another look. A lot of really good players on this team now to watch on both teams.
Miss playoff baseball, man.
Yeah,
we were in the thick of this thing last year.
I know,
God, I miss
dude.
It right
it was amazing.
Now.
I know.
It was an enchanted time.
Mm.
Hopefully, Ray's committed enough to get this team enough resources there with CY to rebuild it.
Sure.
G-Bag today is coming up at 2:30. Woolchuck, what do you want to do next?
Here's some NFL true or fart with one Cowboys hot take. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
X in the Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 2:30. This segment of the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. I don't think anybody has levied such baseless accusations against somebody at the station since Jared came after me a couple of months ago. I know you guys remember that. Baseless, unprofessional.
Hashtag never forget.
Segments brought to you here by Cars for Kids as well. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Woolchuck with that true or fart.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play a good old game, NFL true or fart. Thanks a lot, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or far, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Let's start in the NFC East. Both the Eagles and the Cowboys, Eric Chiafalo, are bad teams that will have new head coaches next season.
Oh, that's as true as anything you've ever said. We were down on both of these teams coming into the season. Cowboys, even worse than we expected. Eagles, probably about as bad as we expected. And the thing that I was not anticipating was the Commanders having the year that they're having to this point. You were all over that, but we knew the Eagles and the Cowboys, even if they were to win the division, it was not going to be a good team. It was going to be a 9-win team winning this division. So, yeah, that's as true as anything that we've ever played in this game.
Yeah, it's true. Both teams are going to have coaches. I don't think the Cowboys are close to as good as Philly. You know, I think Philly's is somewhat respectable, solid team. I thought the Cowboys were going to be way better than Philly. You know, I didn't realize they were going to be this bad. But yeah, neither one's good. Both will have a head coach next year, new one.
I'd say that's true.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, this division, going into it, there was a possibility that three of the four coaches were going to be removed. So yeah, I still think that's on track.
You guys ready to have your minds blown by this next one here? Start with you, Brian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this stunned me when I saw RJ Ochoa float this out earlier. But I guess you can't put anything as a shock when it comes to this organization. During a head coaching search, true or fart, Brian, Jason Garrett will get an interview by the Cowboys.
I'm going to say that's fart.
Oh, thank God.
I'm just going to, but you're, you know.
I can't say I'd be stunned by it, no, but
Never been happier for a broad
The fact
fart.
That he even said that, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So yesterday when I was putting together my hypothetical coaching search list full of a bunch of guys who were head coaches in 2002, I thought about Jason Garrett, you know, as a funny spice, but I thought that was too unrealistic. Yeah. Now, what's RJ Ochoa's report here?
He just threw out there. I think
he just threw it out.
He was doing an interview, like, what's one of the most shocking head coaching candidates that you can think of? And he said, would we be surprised if all of a sudden you get the alert that Jason Garrett is being interviewed as a possible head coaching candidate for the Cowboys?
Mm.
Second go around.
I don't think he'd want to go back, but... You know, maybe he's decided that he's going to do things his way, and he's had enough of the media, and, you know, maybe he believes the media was too tough on Jason Garrett. As a matter of fact, I know he believes that. I don't think he'd want to go back over a retread, though. He just hasn't done many retreads throughout, you know, wouldn't bring Dez back. Did bring Witten back. I can't think of any others, though.
Man. Honestly, Witten, I could see Witten get interviewed.
Get in it, yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
They gave Garrett a decade. Like, you want to circle back and do that again?
That would be crazy, dude. I guess it's not something I had considered at all.
I hadn't either until I saw this morning. I was like, what?
I'm just going to go ahead and fart on it. But the more I think about it, the more I consider the fact that it could happen. Not that they're going to hire him, but just like, oh, yeah. And they also had dinner with Jason Garrett just to pick his brain.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Old time's sake.
I'll pivot it to Witten. Witten gets an interview because I think that's true.
Agreed.
I think that could really happen.
Well, because that's so easy. It doesn't take him any time. He's right here within striking distance.
Yeah.
They don't have to do much legwork to.
This is how Witten gets an interview. They view him as Dan Campbell.
Exactly. And he kind of said that to Christie before the game on Sunday.
They view him as Dan Campbell. That would be how Witten. That's how Witten gets an interview. If they think that Witten could be the similar coach to what Dan Campbell is.
Yeah, I think Witten is too stiff. You know, I don't know if he's got the personality to grab a locker room the way Dan Campbell does.
Witten was on the team the culture's been bad. He was here through a lot of it.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything to fix that. I understand being the head coach, you now are more empowered for sure, but didn't seem like the presence of Jason Witten was doing much for culture.
I would think that Witten has a better chance at this job than Jason Garrett.
I agree with that, yes. But I also don't think he's Mr. Culture Guy Man Campbell.
Yeah.
I don't think
Jerry might look at it like that.
I agree with Dawson on that one. I think Jerry might see him as a guy that could bring toughness and could bring focus. And
do
could,
you? Or would you disagree with that?
I have not seen Jason Garrett, Jason Witten coach.
He's doing a hell of a job with that high school program.
I would love to the fact if Jason Witten was coaching the University of Houston, and I could see that.
Sure.
And that'd also be a better,
or San Diego State or somebody like that.
Yeah. That's a massive jump from a private school winning state championships to now I'm the head coach of an NFL football team.
That'd be going way against the grain on the like not gonna pay a coach to learn on the job.
Well, you know, but he could also Jason Witten hire the type of staff that Dan Campbell's hired. Like an Aaron Glenn, a defensive coordinator.
A Ben Johnson.
You know, somebody, I mean, like.
That's what Antonio Pierce couldn't do in Vegas. He's like, here's Luke Getsy. Minshew's going to go die then.
That's not knowing. That's poor right there. That's a poor deal right there.
All right, true or fart, Gavin Dawson.
I'd love to try and help him hire staff.
Bring it, Wolchuk. Nice. What you got?
All four NFC North teams will make the playoffs. Let me just put this in context for you. The last place teams are tied at 4-2 right now with the Packers and Bears. It's a damn good division as of today.
Okay, and
all four teams make the playoffs.
Okay,
Bears will fall apart.
You cannibalize yourself at some point here, and yes, the Bear exactly the Bears. Hey, Caleb Williams has the best success rate over the last 3 weeks on his dropbacks.
They'll be 9-8. They'll be 9-8 and not make it.
Three awful defenses that they've played. So good team, respectable. Still, for that to be the worst team in a division shows you how great the division is.
But really good.
Ultimately, you beat each other quite a bit. Like, have we ever seen four teams in a division? It'd be the first time that's ever happened.
It would be the first time. I think we've
expanded the playoffs. Yeah. That gives you the chance.
But there aren't that many other teams in the NFC that are going to make a run for that other wild card spot.
I think it could happen. I think it's really just going to come down to the Bears.
Philly, Tampa, Seattle. Can one of those teams be better than the Bears? I think so.
Yes, I think.
For Dallas to get in, they have to win the division, don't they?
Yeah, they're not going to get beat.
Because they've already had several NFC losses, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they've got to win the division. I mean, it's possible that 7 seed, you're looking at an 8 or 9 win team getting in there. But, man, the Bears do have a schedule.
Well, if the Bears are 9-8, they'll get in. Then that should be all four.
Because I think the other three are getting in. I think Vikings, Lions, and Packers are all making it.
Are you walking the fart back?
Well, if in fact you say that 9-8 is going to get in, I think there's your possibility for the Bears.
I'm going to go with fart here, just because. But the Bears have an opportunity to do it. I mean, they're going to play against a lot of these teams head to head. They'll get the Seahawks. They'll get the 49ers. But they've got winnable games. Cardinals, Patriots coming up.
And now we will get the G bag of the day into the Pimp Cup. We go. Here's Lucius.
Mic check. Check two. My mic sounds nice. My mic sounds nice. Hey, there we go. My mic sounds nice.
There he is.
How you fellas doing and everything?
Good,
everybody.
Doing great, man.
Really good.
Yeah.
Doing great, man.
Sounds like it. You guys been just talking about on the edge radio for 25 minutes, and it's like, how you doing? Hey, I'm fine, man. How you doing?
I'm chili dogs on Friday.
Walk in the park.
I'm great.
Yeah. He's executing.
I feel you, dog. All right, let's see here. Our winner right here. What is this, day two or day three?
I think it's got 3 days of a champion.
All right. New Cowboys diss track blazing up the chart.
It's three.
Blazing up the charts right here in the key of Sexy Red and Superstar out of Killeen, Texas. New Cowboys diss track. Let me tell you what, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys camp over there. This track has been moving for like 3 days. In the diss track world, you only got a few more days to respond, bro. And it's going to be a real big L. So you need to get your media team together. Y'all got to this week to respond to this.
Yeah. Man, here we go again. This team ain't going to never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis Belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this going to last? Damn. Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire Jerry. Yeah. We got to fire Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad.
I ain't lying.
Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is bow, me. That cannot complete a simple pass. Where he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Please. Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed. And maybe you'll stop throwing pick. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fit. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it. here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Quit it, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
That's so good.
Yeah, that not is really, really good, bro. That's blazing up the charts right here at number 5.
Casey Kasem there. Good job, dude.
All right, let's see. They said Big Meech home. Hey, they said Big Meech home. All right, let's see what we got. When I say Big Poppy, what does that mean to you fellas when I say Big Poppy?
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz.
This is our effing city.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's doing the playoffs. He's out there in L.A., and he's looking at the traffic. The traffic is bad getting out the stadium. Dodger Stadium is awful. And he sees it right there, and he lets everybody know how bad it's going to be for them leaving home.
Kevin, look at the traffic. Oh, my God. We got a screw, man. We have a singular. There's a jackknife over there.
Oh, no.
I mean, we are not getting out. Nope. Does it look like we're getting out?
It's almost like Where's Waldo? There's a jackknife and a singular.
You know it.
Find that on the map. I think we're in good shape. And that is the move. Time for us to go.
We are screwed.
We are not moving.
We are there not getting out.
We'll be new eventually. Thanks for watching. We'll see you game 3.
See you when I see ya.
Yeah.
We are screwed. I see why the LA traffic is so bad. They done moved here and made the traffic real bad. Yeah, I'm putting it on you, LA cats, man. Y'all, I see. It's not just that y'all have too many people. You don't know how to drive with it. You don't know how to make a flow happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're doing 43 and a 60 out here. I see you with the LA plates, the California plates. A 54 and a 70. Why are you on the highway?
Very inconsiterate.
Why are you on the highway, my G?
Yeah.
I said it respectfully, though. My brother lives out there. He loves it.
My G.
Stopping in the middle of a turnabout. I see him, too.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Screw them.
Man.
All right, let's see what we got right here. Let's go to the 6 o'clock sound off last night where we got trolled by Jerry Jones.
We did. That was a good call.
We got trolled by Jerry Jones. Not the Jerry Jones, but a Jerry Jones.
Line 1, we go back to the top where Jerry Jones is called in to the fam. And a good evening, sir. Sound off like you got a pair.
Well, you know, I got the biggest pair, and, you know, earlier this morning on the Bobby and RJ show, I did get a little bit trite, if you will, and
a little bit.
The biggest thing is nobody loves football more than me. That being said, all these people that want to say that I'm not going all in and everything, well, you know, I was all in your mom last night.
Whoa! So,
yes, that's one thing. So I'll crush you with my wallet if I have to. Keep my name out your mouth, or I'll Will Smith you like Chris Rock, son. Boom. Love you guys.
Salute to you, sir.
All right, see you guys later.
Peace out, guys.
I appreciate that. I got a little bit tried, if you will.
Really nice work.
Yeah. Really good wire. You know, didn't he put his regular voice at the end?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you for coming out. Tip your bartenders.
Yeah. Appreciate you, boys. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Any of you fellas ever worked on a dock where you unload and load trucks? Might drive a forklift. I did both of them. Eat you some sunflower seeds, drink you some Gatorade, and get you them trucks, boy.
I've done the seeds in the Gatorade.
No, I'm talking about the work part.
Not the work part. All right.
A couple of days, I had a temp job, you know, a temp service job.
Yeah.
When I graduated from high school, that summer.
Yeah.
And a couple of times they were like, "Go try out this job for a day." And it was
couldn't
bad.
Do it?
It was bad.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's what we used to do right there. In the middle of jobs, go get you a job on that dock right there. You can always eat. They pay pretty good, too. So you boys ain't got no calluses on your hands.
No calluses.
I worked on an offshore platform.
We'll check that's just on his right one. Yeah.
You're going to stop, boy. You're going to go blind.
It's both, actually.
Hey. It's like a new person. It's like, hey, this is something different over here.
It's a new guy grabbing.
He's got to alternate.
Perfect. It's a different dude's hand. Even better.
He said it's a new guy. My God. You made me lose my cool, bro.
I hear that joke all the time. It's like you sit on it, and then it's like it's a new hand. Yeah, it's a new dude's hand. Even better for you.
My God, it's a new guy. Anyway, man.
Change it up.
My man right here is working on a forklift. He's out there on the dock, and I guess he has a quick temper. They finally recorded him. His forklift is broke. And so they do that little teasing thing where it's like they're trolling them. So what did you do? I didn't do nothing. No, but what did you do? It's never been broke before. You know, that type of
you
thing,
must
right?
You done something.
Yeah, well, they call this man James Brown.
What happened, man?
You tell me.
I don't.
You tell me.
I grabbed a lift. I'm getting real out of that.
That's what
happened.
That's what I'm saying. When it happened, you should have parked it, man.
I get you out of the ground. Come here.
What?
Don't tell me what I got to do. Don't tell me what I got to do. I ain't okay.
Mr. Knight, I'm just asking.
Don't ask me nothing about that. Then you go to tell me. Y'all were supervisors.
Who let
me? I was wrong with it.
Who let me?
What?
The man was just here. Why you?
It didn't happen just that now. Damn. There's another thing,
bro. No, I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the man was just here.
That's why I came here. Like I said.
You don't mind? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a spring.
The spring look good though, Bubba. I don't know what you did.
I did it.
Was it that hard?
Guess what? If you think I did it, so what?
Made more sense than Jerry Jones did yesterday.
Oh my God.
Bruce, did you see there was a police chase? A guy stole a forklift last night.
Somebody stole a forklift?
Yeah, and they were driving it. They're trying to get away.
It's the slowest thing.
Yeah, some of those big,
you're better off
big
running or pedaling with your feet.
Yeah, there's a police car was chasing it.
You're going to run out of fuel fast, man. Yeah, the little right. things. You got to go replace them all the time. Tanks. You got a propane tank. You got to replace that all the time. About to do it. You got to replace that all the time.
Is it the new Cowboys diss track, our three-time champion? Is it Big Poppy looking at the bad traffic? Is it the 6 o'clock sound off? Mm. I got a little bit trite, if you will. James Brown, the forklift driver.
I didn't make it.
I'll vote for our sound off winner there,
I'm going to get up and do my thing.
It's an honorable vote. I want to as well. The forklift goes 10 to 15 miles per hour, by the way. I
mean, where are you going, bro? You just crashed out, man.
I'll show you the video of it. It's hilarious.
I love that.
Buddy crashed out.
Still going to go with the diss track, though. Lucius.
Yeah, me the diss track. Sounds like Eddie Murphy impersonating James Brown. Yeah, Jay Brown in a hot tub. Rubber dub with me.
Well, Chuck,
you're just like slowly trailing this forklift. It's hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to go with the champ here.
Coward. Brian.
Let's go with the sound off, please.
I'll change my vote to the sound off.
They call him a coward.
By a score of 3-2, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion.
There's no pole intimidation, bro. You can't be intimidating people at the polls, dog.
That's a good point. It's not the same.
Hey, I'm not Jerry. You can't convince me to do something I don't want to do.
Ooh.
Okay, we got a little quick puck, right?
Yeah, we do. Let's go ahead and do some quick puck. Where are the stars when it comes to the pipelines across the National Hockey League? We'll mix in some bases as well. So Tani getting moved down the lineup for the Dodgers. That's next.
Man, all the sports are flowing. We have hockey. We have baseball. NFL News of the Day is coming up. A rim session at 3:20. We'll talk about the latest with the Mavs and the NBA player rankings and stuff like that. So looking forward to a big afternoon here with you on the Fan. Time for a quick buck in around the bases combination here with Woolchuck.
Stars remain undefeated 4-0 as they were 3-for-3 in the shootout last night to knock off the San Jose Sharks at American Airlines Center. They had a 38-27 advantage in shots on goal. Actually, when it comes to shot attempts, they were 83-49 over San Jose. So the offense is getting it done defensively. Certainly, it's been, I think, an improvement over what we saw at times last year. Certainly a bigger, more physical lineup. And the Stars right now are playing as if they're the best team in the National Hockey League, and let's hope that that can continue throughout the remainder of the season. Now, I saw ESPN put out the pipeline rankings, and the Stars are at 22 out of the 30 teams on the rankings, but a lot of that's because right now you got a lot of these young guys that are playing. You graduated Logan Stankoven and Maverick Bork, who was in the lineup last night in the victory. And right now you look at who are some of their best guys that they still have in the pipe. It's Leon Bixel, their defenseman, who I think could also end up playing a part on the team this year. So they used to be one of the top 10 teams on here, but they've dropped because now they've graduated a lot of their best young talent, and they're being contributors at the NHL level, which is a great thing. Most of the teams that are all in the top 10 are teams that aren't very good. Like Carolina, I would say, is an exception. And maybe Detroit ends up getting this thing righted, as they've been a team that hasn't been able to make the postseason in recent memory. But they're at number 4 on this list. Otherwise, San Jose, the team you played last night, is at number one, but they just had the first overall pick in the NHL draft.
Smith, right? The kid, the 19-year-old, he took a
Celebrini.
Shot.
Yeah, is Macklin it? Celebrini. Oh, and Will Smith is also Will Smith. Two of them. Two of them.
Okay,
they've
they
taken.
Had two of them. Yes, yeah,
Celebrini's Smith, the most recent one.
Yeah, Smith took a shot in the overtime period. Well, the shootout period.
Yes, he did.
And it was his first opportunity. Had a miss there. Yeah. So, unfortunately, 19 years old, though.
They're young. They're really they could young. End up being yep. a pretty good team here down the line. But, the Stars have been awesome. And last night, we had a goalie goal, guys, in the NHL.
Oh.
This was pretty sweet. And shout out to Philip Gustafson of the Minnesota Wild. First time the Wild have ever had a goalie goal. They capped a 4-1
win. Was that against the Blues?
Over St. Louis, yes. Now, it was an empty netter, but either way, Gustafson takes it from his own net and just basically freaking wrist shots this thing all the way across the ice, buries it on the other side in the empty net. It was pretty cool. Like, anytime you're able to see a goalie goal, empty net or not, I think it's badass. It's historic. It's not something you get to see every night. I'd like more of this.
Yeah, it's great. You just launch it, and it doesn't even feel like he has the intent of, he's just
boom,
whipping it out of there, and boom, there it is, buckets, and his teammates couldn't wait to celebrate.
I mean, it's like
with
anything
it's
that
moment.
Happens with the
yeah.
goalie. Like, you get a goalie fight, you get a goalie goal. Hell, maybe we'll get our first ever goalie face off at some point. That probably won't happen. But I'd be interested
Why
to see
not?
Anything with the goalie.
Yes.
You know?
It just smiles
just
on everybody's face.
A defenseman back in the net, like, while the goalie takes the face off, you'd think the thicker stick, you get an advantage.
Well, you just have a guy that step up and says, like, put this on me. Yeah. Like, I'm the man for the job right now.
I'm going to go full Charlie Conway and dive across the front of the net and make the save with my chest.
Well, Chuck, would you like to guess which goalie has the most goals in the history of the NHL?
Patrick Wall.
No.
Martin Brodeur.
You got it.
Yeah.
He had two. He had two goalie
wow,
goals.
Wow, with two.
Yeah.
That's the most.
Everybody
with two?
Else, yeah, he's the most. Two goalie goals is the most.
That's, man, Marty yeah. B.
Chris Osgood is second. Now you get Chris Osgood, Cam Ward.
Everybody else is tied for second.
Yeah, everybody else is tied for second.
How about Cam Ward, an outstanding career as a goalie and now doing it in college football?
Yeah,
he's double dipping. Talk about two dual sport athletes. Huh?
Yeah, one of the greatest of our generation.
Unbelievable. Here. It is National Sports Day, by the way.
Today's National Sports Day?
National Sports Day. Today is just all about the sports. It's
oh
a sporting
gosh.
Kind of day. Now, one thing in sports that, I mean, it's heartbreaking what happened with Johnny Gaudreau and his brother just a month or two ago, tragically losing their lives. But the Blue Jackets did honor Johnny Gaudreau last night, an incredible tribute. And what they did was essentially, they were playing against the Florida Panthers. They allow 13 seconds to start the game after the opening faceoff to run off the clock before the Panthers advance the puck.
That's
13,
classic.
Of course, the number for Johnny Gaudreau. And the Blue Jackets lined up, and they were a man down on the ice on the left wing. So where Johnny Gaudreau would have been starting off the game, they left open. And it was a beautiful moment. I think they've also put up the 13 in the Raptors up there in Columbus as well, 13 forever. And, I mean, these are one of the beautiful things about sports, like a tragic, you know, tragedy, but you're able to kind of, like, come together as one there and have kind of a healing moment. So, pretty good moment to honor Johnny Gaudreau there. Now, Tropicana Field, I know the damage wasn't good enough for you there, Brian, in Tampa.
They're not playing there anymore.
I love the way you just skated off the ice and then just, boom, cleated up, ready to go on the diamond.
Give me the glove.
That's
skill set. They're not playing at this place, are they?
Corner. No, it's not going to be ready for opening day because of the hurricane damage.
Oh, they should go double up with the Oakland A's.
Oh, they just both play in Sacramento?
It's the most inconvenient thing you could possibly consider. Just go for it.
They probably have way better stadiums in the Tampa area because you got a lot of the Grapefruit League plays out there.
Yeah.
So they've probably got some of those that they could end up taking over.
The minor league stadiums didn't take a beating in the hurricane, but
further
your
down
major
Florida,
league baseball
they might have one.
No, it's just an indictment on the Rays.
That's true.
Your team
actually
with a tent.
Is. Yeah. Like the crappy roof that they've got.
Like,
there.
We'll just use our minor league parks. They didn't get messed up.
Did you get any details on what all was broken in there? I mean, it must have obviously been more than
the whole roof got taken off.
Yeah,
you know,
shredded
the bed
the
sheet
six
that they
acre
had.
Roof. Yeah. A full engineering audit of the structure has to be completed before repairs can begin.
Oh, an engineering audit.
Then they got to move forward with the hefty insurance claim that's going to have to be done for
the
repairs.
The hefty bag that's
going
to go
all
on top
this is going to take a bunch of time, and before they can even start repairs, it that might be like March, right, when you're getting ready to start the season. Yeah. They might not even have this thing ready to go.
Spring training. Okay, spring training. I had that leak in my kitchen that ruined my floors.
Yes.
They're still not done.
Is that because like the insurance claim and everything you had to go through?
Yeah, the insurance company, they take forever to decide things, and then they got to consult. And thankfully, I have a counter person coming out to my house Friday. But yeah, this is like 6 months in the making. I'm hoping it's done by Thanksgiving. My parents are coming to town.
They better be done.
Man, come
Nightmare.
On.
Nightmare. Yeah, so.
You know, that
makes sense because it looks like they just need to put a giant tarp over it again, you know? I would think that would be good.
Yeah.
I think in most places that weren't obsessed with avoiding lawsuits, you know, they would just slap a roof on that bad boy and we'd be good to go.
If the fam's coming to town for Thanksgiving, it's a big win for it's a big dub for all of us.
Why is that?
Yeah. Oh, because the cream pies.
Oh,
Gavin's
that's
mom's
right.
Sugar pies.
Goodness.
Holy moly.
Do we put in orders? Like, do we just start just like
could.
Crooked numbers?
I need one for all of my daughters. I got a daughter. You know, just make them for the dollar store in the freezer.
I've got a daughter.
A vacation just becomes a heavy, heavy workload for Dawson's mom.
I have to make 10 pies? What? This is ridiculous. I'm not coming back. Shohei Ohtani's going
to
remain.
That is something to look forward to, though, huh?
It is. Now, I'm very much looking forward to this.
Thanks for letting us know that.
Shohei's going to remain the leadoff hitter for the Dodgers. That was a question that was asked to Dave Roberts. Like, is he going to stay in the leadoff spot? He's 0 for 19 with the bases empty. He's 6 for 8 with runners on while batting leadoff in the postseason. So it's like, okay, he's terrible to start the game with nobody on. But once somebody's on, all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I'm locked
in. He doesn't want to hurt you. He wants to kill you.
Well, Dave Roberts,
you don't want to fight that data. He laughed it off.
He's like, I'm not moving him down in the order. But I think you're right. Like, this is the postseason. He can't hold anything back. I think you put him down to the two hole.
He's magical with guys on base. I don't know why, but that's the way it's going, and it's idiotic to be stubborn about that.
I think you're right. Clayton Kershaw does intend to pitch again next season, despite an injury-riddled season. He just threw 30 innings this past year.
And another news.
But he said, mentally, I feel great. I had shoulder surgery last season, my shoulder and elbow, everything, my arm, it's feeling great.
Feels great.
36.
817 says, Gavin, don't trip your mom heading into the garage again.
You know what? I was going to think about that.
Dude, people really don't forget. I mean, that 2 years
that
ago?
Violence on your own mom.
She was carrying
disturbing.
The prime rib and took a tumble.
Yes. It's possible that it's because I left my boot at the bottom of the steps there at her house.
That's right. It was the boot. Yeah, I thought you just went out full, I'm going to pull a prank and trip her here.
No. I mean, beyond that, I probably should have volunteered to take
your bleeping skateboard.
The prime rib. You know, myself.
Mom, where's the... She's laying on
She brings it up every time I visit, and I can tell she's hot about it, you know? But she knows how guilty I felt, so she just...
Here, Gabby, here's a bag of tacos. We're not doing prime rib this year.
She still has aches and pains from it, man. How do you expect
that? No pie for you this year.
Yeah, she's like, well, I guess I got to go to my physical therapy, so my thumb ligament might work again someday.
Here's all those cream pies you asked for.
Jeez. There you go. That's around the base.
Mom, where's the prime rib? Is it under the car?
Yeah, that's the worst, dude. Like,
that was terrifying.
If my wife takes out the trash and then rolls her ankle on the way, now I am just, you know, you're totally bleeped on that one.
I'm glad it wasn't my wife, or I would probably be 6 feet under right now.
Yeah.
It was my mom, a woman who actually loves and cares about me. NFL news of the day coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we taking it?
Yeah, the GOAT gives his Cowboy thoughts. Would you lose your mind if the Cowboys did this? And a couple notable players are set to return. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.